Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
What up, everybody? 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Our computers don't work. The electricity's barely on. And Toby just ain't here. Good morning, Brian.
Toby's
how do
not coming
you
today, is he? Nope. We got heavy metal in the day.
We got heavy metal today?
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock.
At 1 o'clock.
The show starts at 10 a.m.
So we just got you till from 10 to 1 by yourself?
Yes, sir.
Oh, what a world. But don't worry, because the technology's...
Don't worry, Jeff. You're better than the technology we deal with.
I got here early this morning, okay?
For once in a lifetime.
I dropped the girls and just came on downtown. Wasn't much traffic, et cetera. So this computer, Jeff was here early too, to his credit. Maybe he slept here. I don't know.
Jeff got to get here early when he got to put that show together.
So this computer, Jeff logged in and then it said it needed to restart. And I was like, all right. All it says is working on update. Yo, this has been going on for at least 45 minutes, I would say.
Well, they say they promise it's going to take about 30 minutes.
It says working on updates, 62%. Don't turn off your PC. This will take a while. I applaud the honesty. You know what I mean? Like, yo, if it's going to take forever, at least you let me know.
Yeah.
I'd rather that than be like, this should happen quickly. It's tough because we always do Ask Bemich Anything at 1 o'clock. I wanted to open the phone lines up early this morning because whether it is real or it is nonsense, and I think you and I both probably think it's nonsense, things are going a little nutty in Commanderland. The betting markets...
Is it going nutty in Commanderland or is it going nutty with the betting market?
Let me answer that a few different ways. Mm-hmm. It's certainly going nutty with the betting markets. Yeah. That's happening. That's factual.
And then that's part of what they do, but go ahead.
I think in Commander land, in Commander fan land, it's going nuts. In Commander land, listen, I was in Ashburn yesterday. I heard everything Adam Peters said. Mm-hmm. Those dudes don't seem stressed at all. But the betting markets combined with Jaden Daniels' agents' actions via social media have created a bit of hysteria here.
I don't know why, but I don't fall into it. You live it. You're in and out of Instagram and Twitter every day. And most fans live in La La Land, in and out of Twitter every day. I don't get caught up in it. And I especially don't get caught up when the gambling market change stuff, because what they do, and I just told a guy yesterday on the golf course, you don't see Vegas not making big buildings, right? So I'm not going to sit up here and let them sway every move I make. Because what they do now is a lot of times when things are going one way, they hold on, this money has gotten the wrong way. We're not going to win this one. So they got to switch it up sometimes. But, you know, it is what it is. I mean, and the whole thing of it, as you have stated and I've stated and other people on this station state, but I don't think they mean what they say, whoever they take, as long as they develop them, we'll be happy, right?
Yeah.
So if you have legitimate prospects, why the hell are people having hysteria and losing their minds?
I mean, the draft has become this living, breathing organism that people are obsessed with. And
I think it's
that's just
all,
the power of the NFL.
It's always been that. But now things are swayed by people that you don't see for the most part. Things are swayed by he says, she says, when we don't know if they really talk to somebody or not. And this is the thing. Legitimate people today that work in the media come out and say stuff, and we don't know if somebody told them that or not. So I refuse to get my blood pressure up worrying about it.
I know you, and I know that that's your stance. I'm just telling you, in the world, people's blood pressure is through the roof. What are you, Lipitor? Blue Chew? What do you take for blood pressure? People need it.
And I think that is why, and I keep saying this to you, I said it to you, I said it to anybody that works in this profession. It is our jobs to educate and to alleviate that sometimes. But you know what? We've become a part of the issue.
Well, but I tend to agree with you, but there was actually real actions that have impacted things with Jaden Daniels' agent. Now, for me, I don't really
think. The emoji?
The emoji.
That emoji did that much?
And I think it's impacted the betting markets.
But I'm saying an emoji did that much. It's strange to me, dude. That's a world I don't want to live in.
I understand that. I do think, I was thinking about this driving home, because a lot of people have really strong opinions about Jaden Daniels' agent tweeting out an emoji. I am not one of them. And I think we get caught up in this. People are like, oh my God, why would his agent do that? Who would choose an agent that would act like that? Think about big name agents. I know that the agent that previously repped Dwayne Haskins, mm-hmm. that David Mulligetta, who, as things went sideways with Haskins, long before his untimely passing, and that's tragic, but there was a lot of stuff before that, right? Mm-hmm. There was a point in time where Mulligetta didn't think Haskins was being treated fairly and said, you'll see, you're not going to get more of my guys, right? Like, that's how agents act. Now, as the stories emerge, the truth emerged, he's like, all right, Dwayne isn't doing this thing right. I'm sorry. That's not exactly what went down. And I'm paraphrasing here. Like, don't put me on an aggregator board. I'm trying to make a point.
Mm-hmm.
Go back to Eric Burkhart, who's one of the biggest agents in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
When Kyler Murray wanted a new contract, he went scorched earth on Arizona.
Yes, he sure did.
Like, that is their job.
What he's supposed to do.
When you have a realtor trying to sell your home, you should call John Leahy for starters.
Yeah.
But like, if you got two offers, they're going to play each other off to drive the price up. Like,
oh, yeah.
These are agents acting in your interest, right? Like, there's a reason you pay them. Do I think it was smart to tweet out the emoji on the Florio story? No. Do I think the agent was thrilled that they brought four quarterback prospects in at once and kind of wanted to see how they would interact with each other and with all the other draft prospects? No. He's not supposed to be.
Yeah, he's not
like
supposed
his job
to be,
is to be pissed at
but
that.
But the thing is, the people that have an opinion about the emoji don't know what the emoji meant. Because after that emoji, he did like another thing that basically would go against him not agreeing with Florio. So what are we really mad at? What, like, my thing is, this is where I am, where there are a lot of people who like to tell a person you don't have the right to have an opinion. But what the hell are they doing? They have an opinion, don't they? So when I hear people want to blast people for using their constitutional right, I don't care if you're an agent. I don't care if you're whatever. You have the right to say something. Now people do have a right to come back on if they have the authority to do something. But our job is opinions. And people in our job get mad because somebody expresses their opinion. It sounds stupid to me.
I pretty much think it's clear that the agent is the guy, I think it's Ron Butler is his name,
mm-hmm.
that
RB, running back.
There you go. That if you look at the liked tweets, depending how far down this rabbit hole you want to get, right? I think it's pretty clear that he's not thrilled with the Commanders process. And frankly, if you're the agent for a guy that maybe feels like he wasted his time or something, I can understand that. It's also possible, though, the emoji just meant he questioned what Florio was saying.
Yeah, it could. But that's the thing about it. No one knows. But people are having opinions. What if he were to come out and say exactly what you just said? Will anybody, Michael Jackson moonwalk their little vitriol back? No. Because what happens now, we feel we have the right to say what the hell we want to say because we got a mic. And then we are telling that person they can't say or do what they're supposed to do. If my job is to protect Jaden, Drake, Knicks, whoever, that's my job. And I do it the way I see fit. So if you feel that you have a right to come at me, I have a right to be upset at stuff too, don't I?
Well, there's something else that I think we got to be aware of here. Ron Butler works for a company called Agency One Athlete Management Group. They have a number of agents working for them. People got to understand in the agent process, there's a lot of agents out there. There's a ton. And you do have to get NFLPA certified.
Pass that test and get you a client, you can be an agent.
You pass.
You don't necessarily have to have a degree.
Yo, you don't have to have a client. You have to pass the test and pay the fee.
Yeah.
You know a whole lot of people paying the fee.
But until you have a client, you really can't say you're an agent.
Sure.
Just like people, everybody in Atlanta and also L.A. has a card that say actor.
Right.
Have you ever been on a commercial or a movie?
B, I got a card that says actor, right? Like,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, everybody has that.
Like, yeah. You know what generally unions and associations like? Members, because they pay dues. But let's just briefly go around the room. Can White Mike hear me? Can you hear me? Mikey,
yeah, he can.
Can you name an NFL agent for me? Just one that comes to mind.
David Mulligetta.
David Mulligetta, boom. You got one, Jeff?
Not off the top of my head.
Okay, Drew Rosenhaus.
I know a lot of them.
Jimmy Sexton. There's a lot.
Steve Baker,
sure. Yeah. Andrew Ross,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson.
Steve Carrick.
Not
Lamar
mom.
Jackson acts as his own agent? That's
Lamar's
terrific.
Lamar's mom. Yeah, I met her. I met her at the flag football thing. Not flag football, but yeah, it was flag football.
You know who? You got another one, Mikey? You want to fire another one?
Ron Butler.
You know who you never would have named 4 days ago?
Ron Butler. And guess what you're naming now? Hey, but this is,
I'm just saying, like,
let me,
he now has by far his most high-profile client ever.
Let me hit you with another thing, okay? This is another thing about, and I always say us. I put myself right with it. Us in the media.
Us.
We think we're blasting someone. And in essence, we're promoting them. Guess what people know now? They know Ron Butler. They know he's whose agent? Jaden Daniels. He going to get some phone calls.
Or it's a lot easier to get calls returned. He's probably still doing the prospecting.
But I'm saying, he's going to get some calls now because of some people who think that, oh, I'm a blast. I'm going to show him. You just promoted the dude, fool.
You know what X just informed me?
What?
You know who follows Ron Butler?
Who?
Martin Mayhew. I think, listen, man.
Is Ron a Q?
I don't know that answer.
You know, the brothers follow the brothers, though.
We thought that last year with Eric Bieniemy, who's now at UCLA. So a lot of moving parts.
I said they follow him. Right. I said they always stick with him.
Sure.
Because
you
know what? Just like if you're in my family and you call me for a job, I have to let you know if you're not doing your job, I'll fire you.
The betting markets, and Greenberg, if you're listening, text me because I'm curious on this. The betting markets, the intrigue in the betting markets, I mean, truly the volatility in the betting markets. Much like it's possible Ron Butler doesn't mind at least everyone in the sports audience in Washington, D.C. now knowing his name and probably in places far and wide beyond discussing him. You want to follow him on Twitter, it's @AgentButler1. the betting markets also don't mind people paying attention and people logging into the apps and spending more time on the apps and digging around to find the best odds. Because their theory is the longer you're on there, the more apt you are to put a bet in. And folks, I got bad news for you. The more bets you put in, the more you're going to lose. That's the math, okay? Mm-hmm. There's a reason they advertise the parlays. That's all I'm telling you. And I just wonder if the volatility in that market isn't real, but what are – how much action is there really happening? They typically limit those bets. Maybe Maloney can answer this, but generally you're talking about people betting $5-$10.
Can like, I tell you something, though, JP?
It's not swaying what Adam Peters is doing.
You know what? Like when it just moves in a certain way, this, that, and the other, that doesn't mean it's a smart person doing it sometimes. We just saw a guy get banned from the NBA because he basically fooled the whole betting market for 2 or 3 bets straight. And everybody started to go with it. And now you can't do that anymore. Dude don't have a job, this, that, the other. Anything can swim. But the ultimate thing is Vegas is there to make money, right? And yeah. I think that has a lot to do with they love.
See, you get Beasley on the phone to confirm if Vegas is trying to make money or
they
not.
They love information popping up and this, that, and the other. Because now if I break even, I won. If everybody goes one way and I basically know, okay, I'm going to probably lose here. I want somebody to start it to go the other way.
And there's a few things that you got to recognize here. Did the odds change because of the tweet of the emoji heard around the world? Or is it possible they got a little bit of intel that, yo, they did just have 4 quarterbacks visit. And it's possible they saw something they liked when they had
because
this.
Because Drake had a better golf swing.
Or, yo, I mean, the one real thing they said. So we got to try to decipher the real stuff they actually said from the nonsense ether that we're all operating in. And they talked about how much they enjoyed seeing everybody interact. What if. And these are complete hypotheticals. This whole damn conversation is a complete hypothetical. What if, what did Peters talk about yesterday with the quarterback?
Y'all going to drive me to drink today with these conversations.
I mean, we got this touchdown club thing. You're going to be drinking regardless.
I'm talking about before the show, even 11 o'clock.
It is a Scotty's Vodka Rebel Friday. Peters talked about leadership. Mm-hmm. What did he talk about in the coaching process? Talked about leadership. Mm-hmm. He proved he meant it by going with Dan Quinn because there were other less proven candidates. Whether or not Ben Johnson didn't want to come here and Mike McDonald was too far down the road with Seattle, however they landed here, when you talk to DQ, when you spend a little time with him, the leadership, the charisma, all that is very clear.
Yeah.
It's entirely possible that they saw something they just spent an evening at Topgolf with these dudes, and what has gotten completely.
They're talking about leadership. Hey, it may be Penix.
It may be McCarthy. We don't know. Dude, there's a reason there were 4 of them there. And Peters yesterday said, we're not trading the pick. So I don't think it's just complete lip service. I don't think this is just nothing to entertain these guys, right? What if somebody else stood out during the meeting? What if somebody else made an impact or showed that guys seem to rally around him? Odds could change for a number of reasons, and it might
change,
not be related
the odds
to the
could
emoji.
Change if the damn wind starts blowing wrong. But my ultimate thing is this: if they've gone through all of the things that they normally do, you can't tell me an outing at Topgolf will make you change your mind over somebody. So when I see the betting market change, doesn't make me change my mind because did the betting market call Adam Peters and talk to him?
No.
So that is where I'm at. So when we talk about betting markets changing, they change all the time for the strangest and the most minimal information. So it's not necessarily that they have 100% fact when they change a betting market.
Absolutely. I've got something that will highlight that. exact thing when we return. You're listening to B. Mitchell Finley.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. Tired of those lackluster cooling systems? Well, it's time to switch the rule and feel the difference. Thanks to the IRA Act, you can score up to $2,000 in tax credits on select heat pump systems. And Maryland residents, there's exclusive rebates from Rood just for you. Personally, I've upgraded to 3 Rood 18-SEER inverter heat pumps to stay cool at my house. Rood keeps me comfortable whether I'm chilling at home or hosting game day parties. So beat the heat this season and visit Rood.com. That's R-U-U-D.com to see why they're the MVP of cooling. And remember, if it ain't Rood...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It ain't right.
I have a luxury.
Hopped up. But you did. Now I'm going all out, kid.
I got mad love to give. This is the greatest... romance song in hip hop. Write in marker, Jeff. It is. What are you putting above this?
I gotta think.
You don't.
LL, this is I need love.
This is the answer.
It's a lot of.
This is it.
Like, what about International's Players Anthem?
Is that a love song?
Yes.
You can play that later. That's the answer, though. Also, it's come to my attention via X that today is the 30-year anniversary of Nas dropping Illmatic. So we're going to have to play some of that.
Play some Nas today, brother.
Nas is like, Brian and I were talking about something there. So, listen, man, I'm aware of the rumors, speculation, everything kind of surrounding the Jaden Daniels Washington thing. Like, maybe he wants to go to New England. Now that he's visited Minnesota, maybe Minnesota's where he wants to be. You know, if you want to talk about an LSU connection with him and Justin Jefferson, whatever.
Can I tell you something based off of going through things like that? When you leave the place that you've just met, you always want to go there. Because they are the last one that just told you everything you wanted to hear. And you normally sway just like that. If you talk to a recruit in high school, talk to a recruit in the NFL, when they walk out and you just say, first thing, yes or no, would you want to come here? Yep. Because they just wine and dine you. What else you going to say? You know what I'm saying? Like you always say, if you don't look good on your prom, you know what?
Yeah.
You're not going to look good. When you walk into those meetings, they put on their best shows. And normally people that love to be pampered, they're pampered and they're happy.
I think... There's rampant speculation. We've heard stuff from people I respect. I know Evan Silva said something on his podcast that maybe the meetings didn't go so great, but then he didn't really want to expand on it. I do think it's important. Whether you think it's Schefter, I think is probably the one seed, but Garofolo, Diana Rossini, Ian Rappaport, Tom Pelissero, Jay Glazer. There's a lot of really, really wired in national NFL reporters. Yeah. And let's be clear, this isn't for many years, Washington has the 17th pick, and it just doesn't generate a lot of national attention. Like, oh, are they going to take a D lineman or a D lineman, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it's just, it's kind of off the radar. Nobody in L.A. or Seattle or Houston cares. But the number two pick in the draft, really the beginning intrigue point of the NFL draft, because everybody knows Chicago's taking Caleb, is Washington.
Yeah.
And therefore, you've got eyes, ears, hearts involved in what Washington is going to do at number two. Schefter has talked all over the place about saying, hey, I think it could be Daniels. He's never reported it, never said it definitively. If there was information, definitive information on what is or is not going to happen here,
he would probably have it.
Somebody would have it.
Yeah.
I'd love to pretend like I would have it, but these are new people. Like, they're not talking to anybody. They probably have some pre-existing relationships with some reporters from previous spots. But did you notice Peters? Dude, yesterday he said something that was really interesting. And it's not to suggest that each party doesn't have a role in this. But I'm just going to read something from Adam Peters real quick. Asked about finalizing the quarterback they want. We're real close. There's still a few more things in the process we have to do. And as you guys might be guessing, I'm pretty process-driven, process-oriented. So we have to debrief on our 30 visits with the whole staff, talk about everybody there. We haven't done that yet. And then later tonight, we have a medical meeting to go over all the medicals and the combine and get that information, as well as ask some pointed questions, if there are any, on certain players if we have some questions. So we have a few more things. DQ and I will huddle up and probably have an answer really sometime next week. Now I will say...
Yeah, I'm actually going to be Thursday when they make the pick.
To that point, I'm reading again. I will also say this. You know, you don't really need to make a decision until you need to make a decision. So there's no rush with that.
Yeah.
I get the feeling Peters hasn't even told Dan Quinn what he thinks yet. And let's be clear, I'm guessing by the time we hear from them again late Thursday night, everybody was on board with everything. But I do think the hierarchy in place is Peters will tell Dan Quinn what he thinks.
I understand that mindset, but I think Peters, if you are, you have to talk to your coaches about what they think too.
I think it's going to be collaborative for sure.
If I'm a coach coaching someone, I understand it. If you and I are already close and we think and we're at the hip, cool. But if I'm hired to come in here and coach somebody, I need to know who the hell you're going to pick too. And you might want to know what type of person we're looking for, what we think will work better than this. So him just interviewing with Dan Quinn is not the end. Because Dan is not going to be coaching the quarterback per se. It's going to be Cliff.
Right.
Okay? So it's more that, listen, bro, I love the way Peters works because he basically gives you nothing. But I also know for him to be as successful as he is, things happen according to how it always happens. He's talking to people. They're getting closer, but you know what? I am never going to say we got our guy. You know why? Because when I say we've made a decision, now all of the vultures are coming to try and find out. And you always find one leak in everything. So if I'm still looking, everybody doesn't just swarm on the area to try to find out stuff. You ever notice, like, whenever someone says something like, remember the "I will never"? When you say that, you make people now begin to just focus on everything around you. And that's how information is found. But if nobody thinks you've settled down, guess what they do? They keep roaming everywhere else where it may be the wrong places.
There is one particularly relevant, as we talk about the betting markets. Does anybody remember last year? There was last year for most of the season, this young CJ Stroud. That's what we heard about over and over and over and over and over. And for most of the pre-draft process, it was Bryce Young, C.J. Stroud. Then there was this period of time where a rumor emerged that the Texans were going to take Will Levis. Do you remember that period of time?
I remember that. I remember there also was about, that C.J. Stroud supposedly had the lowest Wonderlic and wasn't going
to
be there.
There was a period of time
that seemed to be wrong
where Levis was the betting favorite to go second overall to Houston. And then as we got closer and closer to draft night, I think it was the night before, betting markets changed dramatically. Stroud again became the overwhelming favorite to go number two overall. This was just last year. We're not going back to 1970 or 1995 or 2010. This was last year. This
How
was
many people
12 months ago
bet it because the markets changed to Levis?
Probably a lot.
I didn't bet it.
I don't know.
You understand this market a lot better than others, but every time something moves a percentage point or a tenth of a percentage point, people feel like that really means and that makes a world of difference. No, it doesn't. I need to get this bet, like the betting right.
It doesn't necessarily mean nothing, but I think in the absence of information, we exponentially highlight what seems tangible and we can point to betting odds. It's like, all right, we don't know, but look at the numbers are changing. They probably won't let you bet more than $25 on it. Like, and I would just point to this from last year. This was April 25th, so probably a day or two before the draft. Will Levis became the betting favorite to be selected second in Thursday's NFL draft over the weekend. Now the Kentucky quarterback is gaining steam to be the first overall pick. I'm reading this from Sports Illustrated, April 25th, 2023. This is almost exactly a year ago, folks. This ain't that far away. Levis's odds to go number one to the Panthers shortened from plus 4,000 to plus 600 Tuesday morning, a dramatic shift that appears to be in response to a Reddit rumor. Accordingly, his odds to go second cooled marginally because he was the favorite to go second, minus 130 to plus 100. Levis still has the best odds to go number two to the Texans. Reddit user SaleAgreeable2834 referenced Levis's long odds to be the first pick and wrote, "Well, ladies and gentlemen, he's telling friends and family Carolina will, in fact, take him on Thursday." So, a Reddit rumor.
They probably told him that. Carolina probably said, "Yeah, we got that pick. We're going to take it," just like they told the other quarterbacks.
A Reddit rumor installed Levis as the favorite to be number two overall to Houston. Brian, do you remember who Houston took?
Yeah.
Who was it again?
The guy that had that bad Wonderlic test, or whatever that test is.
I think it was the 2023 Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, yeah. Mr. Stroud.
C.J. Stroud.
Yeah.
In fact, despite the wild volatility in his betting odds to go second, he did, in fact, go second. Do you know where Will Levis was drafted?
I don't even care.
Tennessee.
You
drafted by Tennessee.
I don't know what number.
I'll give you an over-under of 16 and a half, right in the middle.
16.
He went in the second round. High in the second round, Jeff. Tennessee traded up to get him. But because of rumors leading up to the draft, at one point, betting markets had him as the favorite to go second overall ahead of C.J. Stroud, who was taken second and was then the subsequent Rookie of the Year, and Levis went in the second round.
Yeah.
Deep breath, people. We're a week away.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Some people got to have it. Brian, I'd like to ask you a series of questions. Also, for all the people tweeting me and all of the things, I would have loved to open the phone lines up about the betting odds. However, we're only at 86% updated on this godforsaken computer that may ask me image anything at 1 o'clock. Maybe we're ready to rock by then. I don't know. I can't guarantee it. I will give you a little run of show here. about 10 minutes, we're going to re-rack Adam Peters' presser from yesterday.
Yeah.
I've always operated. I like transparency. I like when people get to hear the questions and the answers, hear the people that ask them. So you'll get to hear that coming up next. Maybe at 11:30. Maybe, Jeff. I don't know. Maybe we can then open the phones to talk a little Daniels, Peters, May, draft, odds, blah. We'll see. 12:30, Beck Malenstein from the Washington Caps is going to join us. Huge game. The Caps have released the full playoff schedule. We'll run through that.
Are we at B's at 11:45?
I think B's going to join us at 11:45. But I need to ask you a series of questions, Brian.
Go for it.
Yesterday, did you present me with two Nationals? The Nats are giving away World Series rings.
See. I just saw that on the thing, and I just realized you are a person who leaves stuff everywhere.
That was my mistake.
And I am a person who normally, I have four kids, so I know how to take care of my kids.
Yes. Oh, you have them? Or you hit them? It's a miracle.
Because they were going to be stolen if I didn't.
It's a Christmas miracle.
JP was hot this morning.
First of all, and I'm going to say it again. You got to be more of an adult.
I meant to put them
you
away.
You should never
that's on
take
me.
Anything.
Left hand up.
Anything that's of value and leave it in this room or anywhere else.
So, if I may, you are correct. I'm not disagreeing with any of that.
You were gone. I walked back in. I said, oh, let me put this here before.
Normally, all right, so shout out to the Nats who sent over some championship ring. They're giving away replica World Series rings.
I think they're nice ones. Like, normally
they're
you
nice.
Get those things
they're
in the super
chintzy.
Light.
Yeah.
Those are cool.
And I don't know, did we each get one and you're giving me yours?
No.
Must be nice.
They gave it to you two girls.
Yeah, so B got me these rings to give to my daughters who will love
CK me. Did that. He put him, he said, I'm going to give him two for his girls.
All right. Chris Kynard, Cluster Buster, extraordinaire. Thank you, sir.
I don't take credit when it's not stuff I deserve.
Now, my daughters will like these. And you can get them yourself at the Nats game. What night? Is that tonight they're giving the rings away, Jeff?
I'm not sure. Let me
see. That would be a prime, like, Google it and then answer rather than tell me you don't know. But I can also
but
Google
you ask him on air. How the hell are you going to have the time?
I thought maybe he'd know. But regardless, I was really excited. I walked in here this morning. But yesterday, remember, I had to run out to try to get to Ashburn.
Could have ran out with those two things in your hand.
You're right. I should have just put, you know what? I'm going to put them in my bag right now.
I mean, when I gave it to you, I said put them in your bag.
Boom. In my bag. Going home. But I had to get out to Ashburn. B, you told me I could make it, and you were right. I was moving. All right, so they're giving away the World Series rings tomorrow, Saturday's Nats game. They're dope, man. I think Grant posted one. I saw Grant post one. If you want to see a picture of it, it's on Grant's social media. I'm going to leave mine in the box so my girls get to open it. They'll think that's really cool. I got out of downtown D.C. is the first hurdle, right? So I got to my truck at like 1:26.
Mm-hmm. Which way did you go to get out of downtown?
The 395.
You jump right on 395.
Yeah, I just jumped right on 395. Wasn't too bad. A couple little pockets of congestion, but I got
sometimes
there.
Going straight up Maine is quicker.
Yeah, I checked my phone and it looked all right. 110 to 66 to the toll road. I'm cruising. We're there. Like I hit Reston's about 10 minutes. I hit Reston right at like 150. I'm like, all right. Especially if they were going to start a little late, I'd be in business.
Mm-hmm.
Toll road to 28, get off at the Wegmans, that giant ramp where you can see the whole world at the top of that ramp. I come down, I'm at the light. So I got Wegmans on my right. You know mm-hmm. exactly where I am, right? That big intersection.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a big light. So, it takes a little bit of time, but it's about to be our turn for a green. And a fire truck rolls through. Sirens blaring, lights flashing. I'm like, you know, you hope everything's all right, but damn it. So sure enough, that cost me my run at the light.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta wait. Bang, finally get through, park, run up there. And damn if Adam Peters didn't thank people for like 8 minutes to start that press conference.
And it helped you.
I mean, shout out to the Commanders. I was able to just stream it on, I guess, X. While I was walking in, So I didn't miss any of it, and he didn't take any questions. Till like the first question, I think, was Kime.
Just wait till you got there.
I doubt that.
All because of you.
You never know, man.
Yeah, I texted him and said, JP's running a little late.
I appreciate that. You know, all my texts with him were very friendly, and now that it's draft mode, zero replies. I think, here's what I know. In the last 15 years, the Commanders have held the number two pick twice. Twice, Jeff. In 2012, when they held the number two pick, was there ever a moment where they weren't taking Robert Griffin III?
No.
Was there ever a moment where there was intrigue or mystery surrounding the pick?
No.
Jeffrey, in 2020, when they held the number two pick, who were they taking?
Chase Young.
Was there ever a moment of debate or doubt?
Not at all.
And who was heavily involved in the selection of both of those players? There's only one guy that
Daniel?
Really... Dan Snyder. There is a fresh, healthy reminder here. This is a different operation, man.
Yeah.
Nobody's trying to sell jerseys early. Nobody's hyping up season ticket sales because of this glitzy new rookie. They're going to go through the process. Trust, Jeffrey, the process.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.